An educated and well-trained workforce is integral to attracting and keeping employers. That was Governor Cooper's message yesterday to about 70 students, faculty, and staff inside the aircraft hangar at Craven Community College's Havelock campus.
As governor, I have recruited thousands of jobs to this state. And when I recruit those jobs, I talk to CEOs of companies all over the globe. The first thing they ask me, the first thing they want is this. They say, do you have the people who can perform the jobs that I create? Do you have the workforce? That is the number one issue, and they're not coming unless we do.
Cooper says that's why he's including a $60 million workforce training fund in his budget proposal. Half of that money would cover tuition costs for students pursuing jobs in high-demand fields, such as manufacturing and information technology. $20 million would help support students who are close to graduating but are struggling financially. And $10 million would pay for on-the-job training programs.
I think that investing in our workforce is one of the most important things that we can do for our state. We have great people here. We're the best state in this country. We just need to make sure that we keep up with the innovation, keep up with the competition, so that we can have the best workforce ever. These community colleges, like I'm visiting across the state right now, play a critical role. We see their success every single day.
During his visit to Craven Community College's Havelock campus, Cooper toured the NC State Engineering Lab, where students can earn a bachelor's degree in mechanical engineering systems without traveling to Raleigh. The program is the result of a partnership between the college, NC State, and NAVAIR, a naval aircraft engineering firm. The program's director, Bill Fortney, says as part of the curriculum, NAVAIR trains the program's students.
Their engineers are very involved in our classes, so we've got a junior design class where some of their top-level managers pose as customers for a design problem. So the students are giving presentations for them, they're getting feedback from them. We do a lot of tours as part of our classes to show the real-world application of it. And so, yeah, it's very much that collaborative partnership where they have a need, and they are making their resources available to help the students learn while they're still in school.
Fortney says NAVAIR often employs the program students while they're completing their bachelor's degrees. It's employer-college partnerships like these that Governor Cooper is hoping the state will help fund. Cooper's budget proposal will go before state lawmakers when the General Assembly reconvenes on May 16th. Cooper says he hasn't yet heard from Republican leadership on whether or not they support the recommended Workforce Development Fund. For PRE, I'm Valerie Crowder.